got some money to spend tonight.
All right, Jonathan, what is there to do this weekend? Lay it on us as we discuss peakradar.com.
Perfect, Dan. Thanks for that intro. My rhythm would have been thrown off without the song, so thank you so much. There's a bunch going on this weekend in the Pikes Peak region, as per usual. We'll start tonight with First Friday Art Walks from around 5 to 8-ish p.m. Dozens of local galleries in downtown Colorado Springs, Old Colorado City, and Manitou will be showcasing new art from local artists, live music, just a great opportunity to get out, support small businesses, maybe have dinner out and see some art and have some fun tonight in the Avenue Creative Circuit, which of course is downtown OCC and Manitou. So great way to kick off your weekend. Also tonight, Brute Barn Hall at Bourbon Brothers is hosting Aaron Watson. This is a 7:30 p.m. show. The independent-minded singer-songwriter from the Lone Star State began his career in the early 2000s playing country music with a classic feel in the Texas honky-tonk tradition, and then shifted slightly toward a more contemporary sound at the start of the next decade. So some country music at Brute Barn Hall tonight. Rolling into tomorrow, the Japan American Society of Southern Colorado is hosting their Children's Day Festival. This will be at the Edith Kinney Gaylord Cornerstone Arts Center on the campus of Colorado College. There will be numerous traditional and modern Japanese craft activities, along with live entertainment, including a martial arts demonstration, dance performance, and gala fashion show. This event runs from 10 a.m. to 12:30 tomorrow morning. The World Ballet Series Swan Lake is in town at the Pikes Peak Center for the Performing Arts in downtown Colorado Springs. This is 7 p.m. tomorrow night, and you can, of course, experience the legendary Swan Lake, the ballet of all ballets. It's a one-night-only performance as part of the World Ballet Series with a live score played by the Boulder Symphony tomorrow evening at the Pikes Peak Center. Three more, Dan. It's market season. We're getting close to market season anyway, and the Manitou Makers Market is having their spring market Sunday at Soda Springs Park in Manitou, 10:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., organized by local artists and featuring over 20 local artists and live music. Great opportunity to find ceramics, stained glass, felt goods, toys, and maybe a Mother's Day gift or two as well. The Black Forest Arts and Crafts Guild Spring Show and Sale is also, we're in the middle of it, and it'll run through the weekend at the Black Forest Community Center. Three more days, today from 9 to 7, tomorrow from 9 to 7, and then Sunday from 10 to 2. New and unique gifts, fine art and decor, culinary delights as well. Great event up in Black Forest. And then finally, Dan, rolling into next week, the United States Air Force Academy Band will be at the Pikes Peak Center for their performing arts for their annual Armed Forces Day concert. This is Monday evening at 7 p.m. In downtown Colorado Springs. The Air Force Academy Band will be joining forces with the Air Force Academy Cadet Chorale and the Colorado Springs Chorale to present a patriotic concert in celebration of Armed Forces Day and the 70th anniversary of the establishment of the Air Force Academy. So some cool live music to check out Monday night to kick off your week as well. But as per usual, a lot going on.
Yeah, no doubt. And believe it or not, the summer concert series is going to be heating up right around the corner, and we'll be talking much more about that in the coming months or so. Jonathan, thanks for the time. Have a great weekend. Where can we get more information?
Yeah, peakradar.com is a place to go for more details on what I talked about or other events that I may not have time to talk about.
Beautiful. All right, I'll start mentioning your title here in just about 5 minutes, and we'll be over by the time we talk next Friday. How's that sound?
That's perfect, Dan. Thanks for working in advance.
Have a wonderful weekend.